Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyes are here with you on this Wednesday morning. We are broadcasting live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com will be with us later in the program from 8 to 9 o'clock. We'll get his thoughts on all things Tennessee Titans as we head into the final week of the preseason for the Titans, taking on New Orleans this weekend. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Joe Rexroad has devised a game, a new college football game, that is going to sweep America that I'm very much looking forward to. Joseph, the floor is yours. What are we about to embark on?
Yeah, so I think this is something that, well, we'll see if we like it, but I think this is something that might be a good exercise every year anymore in college football. It should be fun, hopefully, for the whole family. But also, this is like I need a refresher every year. I mean, this is going to be one of the most epic college football years ever. Obviously, going to the 12 team and just all the stuff going on. But I think I'm gonna have you guys compete if you can do so. Keezer's left. He's gone to check the water purity in the studio. But
got a pH scale going in there.
Yeah, exactly. But if you guys, I'll have you guys compete, and we'll just tally up a score, and we'll just see how you do. All I'm asking you is name that college quarterback's new school. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So one of them on here we even talked about yesterday, so it's a gimme. But I'll give you each a chance, and then we'll keep score. You guys ready?
Let's go.
Let's
okay.
do it.
Ken Seals, the trusty Vanderbilt veteran. Where is
oh,
he?
God.
I guess I'm trying to – I should have thought about this. What's the format? Do we just let you guys just fire off answers as you come? Or I'll trade off. So
– Yeah, just trade off.
You go first, Keezer, on this one.
Oh, gosh. I feel like he went out west. I'll say New Mexico State. I don't know.
Robbie?
Tulane.
TCU. So 0-0.
I knew it started with a T.
Okay. Grayson McCall, the guy who ran that Coastal Carolina offense to great fame. Where is he this year? Robbie, you go first.
NC State.
Nick?
That's what I was thinking, too. I remember him hitting the transfer portal. Yeah, I'll go with NC State.
You're both correct. 1-1.
All right.
Well done, well done. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. MJ Morris, who was previously the quarterback at NC State.
MC Morris, is that who you said? Okay.
I'm sorry, did I say MC? MJ.
MJ.
MJ Morris.
No Googling allowed, by the
no,
way.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're
yeah,
not.
These have to be fast. I mean, yeah, give me your shot, and then, you know, if you know, you know, and if you don't.
Joe just... can see me. I'm not looking anywhere.
Well, then where's your answer?
I don't
just
know.
Give an answer.
I don't
That's
know.
Fine. You don't know. Okay.
As, I don't know.
Robbie?
Go ahead.
USC.
I don't know is a fine answer, too. He is at Maryland.
Okay.
Ah.
Dylan Gabriel, who was at UCF, I believe was brought there by Josh Heupel, and then went on to Oklahoma. Where is he quarterbacking this year?
Oregon.
Oregon State.
Robbie's correct. You both went. Okay. So Robbie is correct. Robbie leads 2-1. He is at Oregon. And yeah, I would say he is a Heisman candidate, by the way.
Ooh.
Okay. Malik Murphy, who was the third quarterback at Texas, has moved on. Where is Malik Murphy?
Boston College.
Robbie?
Tulane.
We're going to get a freaking Tulane quarterback in here somewhere. He is at Duke.
Okay.
Malik Murphy is at Duke.
Could have given me 1,000 guesses.
Riley Leonard, who was the former Duke star quarterback, where is he this year? Who's first this time? Who's going first right now?
I think I'm first.
Yeah,
this
Robbie's
time.
First.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of a college. Rutgers.
I'm gonna say. Oh, I just thought of it. Nebraska.
He is at Notre Dame.
Oh.
And by the way, that, you know, he's one
God,
of the,
I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. Oh. Dang it. Now he said it.
One of the reasons some people think Notre Dame could be pretty good this year. They brought it. And the thing is, they've been recruiting like crazy at quarterback, including CJ Carr, but they just bring in the transfer to and he's the guy. So we'll see.
Gosh, okay.
You guys are both going to get this one. DJ Uiagalelei, Clemson, then Oregon State, and this year, in his last year, he is at
Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State.
There we go. All right, that's the gimme. I think you guys should get this one too. Brock Vandegrift couldn't get on the field at Georgia. He is.
Who's up first?
I mean, Nick's.
Oh, is it?
Am I up first?
I don't know.
I don't know anymore. I got lost.
Kentucky.
Vandegrift? I know it's an SEC school. I remember him hitting the transfer portal. I'll go UK as well.
There you go. You both got that right. Brock Vandegrift is at Kentucky. Okay, Will Howard starred at K-State. You know, took over at Kansas State last season. He is now at a new school. Where is Will Howard? This is Nick, I think, first.
Yeah. Wisconsin?
Robbie?
UCLA.
Ohio State.
Ah, dang it.
He is the Buckeyes' big hope at Ohio State.
And now I literally made fun of him 2 weeks ago, and I didn't get that answer right. Awesome stuff by me.
Okay. Kyle McCord, who was quickly discarded at Ohio State when he couldn't get it done in the game at Michigan, he has moved on. Where is Kyle McCord?
Robbie.
Texas A&M.
No, dang it. I don't know. I got lost.
He is at Syracuse.
Ah. Okay.
A guy Ohio
State. Shout out to the Orange.
That's right. A guy Ohio State was looking at for sure, and I thought he was going to go there. He was a prolific QB the last 2 years, really, for Washington State. Cam Ward. Where is Cam Ward now?
You said Washington State?
Right.
Okay. Robbie?
I thought you were first.
Okay. I'll go with I don't know this one either. I was trying to go somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know.
You just got to figure out a guess. When in doubt, go Tulane.
yeah, find a default guest. That's all you.
I'll go Kansas.
He is at Miami. He is with the Canes playing the Gators right out of the gate. It is still 4-3, Robbie.
We are performing horribly.
Well, this is great, though. This is good, though, right?
This is hard.
Hopefully this is good for all of us, including the audience, to realize where all these freaking quarterbacks are. Tyler Van Dyke faded out at Miami. He got in the transfer portal. Where is Tyler Van Dyke quarterbacking this year?
Georgia Tech.
Miami of Ohio.
Wisconsin. He's the Badger.
Wisconsin earlier.
Okay. Cade McNamara, who once surpassed Joe Milton and held off J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, where is he?
Beezer?
Cade McNamara. I'll say he was at Michigan. I'll say OSU. I don't know.
Which OSU?
Oh, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm probably way off.
I love that you gave Oklahoma State OSU.
Over.
Ohio State, I hope Ohio State fans are angrily listening.
That was
right
good. I'll go Iowa.
Well done.
Oh, dang it. That
ding,
is,
ding, ding.
Yeah.
He is. In fact, he was at Iowa last year, got hurt. He is at Iowa this year. Okay.
Apparently, it's not going very well.
Yeah. Spencer Petras, who ran perhaps the worst college football offense I've ever seen at Iowa last year, he is quarterbacking another team this year. Or at least he is on a roster of another team this year. Where is Spencer Petras?
Cincinnati.
I'll go Kennesaw State. That'll be my default.
Hey, that's not bad. It's Utah State. So, yes, he had to drop
the Fighting Jordan Loves.
That's right. Aiden Childs, a big four-star recruit who got some time last year with DJ Uiagalelei at Oregon State. Where is he this year?
Coastal, Carolina.
I will go I will go Minnesota.
He followed Jonathan Smith to Michigan State.
Mm.
Caden Hauser, who some at Michigan State thought was the future, another four-star guy and all this stuff, where is he?
Tulane.
It's going to work at some point. God, do I have a Tulane on here? I'm not going to say.
It doesn't sound encouraging.
UCF.
East Carolina. And by the way, not named the starter. Okay, Blake.
So the backup at East Carolina, I'm shocked we didn't get that.
Yeah, well, I know. But, I mean, the point is he was a big recruit. He was at a Big Ten school. Yes, yes. No, that would have been a heck of a deep cut for you. I have enough that we could probably carry this over.
Let's do that. 615.
That's what college football is. We have enough to do another segment.
I want people to absolutely trash us on the text line, which I'm sure they're doing. We'll have more of this coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Where is this college football quarterback now? Hopefully you're doing better at this than Keezer and I are. We'll have more of this coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Sounds take on Jacksonville. Pregame at 6:20, first pitch at 6:35. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Sounds Baseball presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The college football game that's about to sweep the nation. Joe Rexrode, where is this quarterback now? Wildly popular on the text line. What's our score? How are we doing?
First of all, Matt from Fairview says, I went 2 for 10 but learned a lot. Thanks, Joe. We hit a lot more than 10, but that's fine. He said the segments are fun, especially during the dog days of summer before football. Thank you, Matt. That's very nice of you. Yeah.
Josh says if we don't make this a yearly tradition, we're missing a glorious opportunity.
Okay. Well, we're going to do it. We're going to do it every year. Honestly, going through this, I came up with this, and then I went through it, and there was a bunch. Some of these I knew. Like, some of the ones you guys missed I knew, like Will Howard and Cam Ward, but, like, there's a bunch of these.
I can't believe I missed Will Howard.
Yeah, that was kind of a gimme. Yeah, but you're still up 5-3. Robbie's up 5-3. So we have a few more here. We have fewer than the last segment, but we have a few more. Okay, Mac Player of the Year. And do not disrespect Maction, folks. He is – I mean, the Mac churns out some NFL quarterbacks. Let's remember that. Or at least it did before the current era of great, you know, like Ben Roethlisberger, you know, transfers from Miami of Ohio to Ohio State in today's reality, yes. You know. But – still, Maction, got to respect the Maction. Daquan Finn of Toledo, Mac Player of the Year, where is he now quarterbacking?
Who's up first?
I guess you, because you're in the lead.
Okay. I will go South Carolina.
I will go with Temple. I don't know.
Ooh, I like the Temple nod. Okay.
Temple.
Shout out TD. Shout out DMR, David Martin Robinson. Baylor.
If he's at Tulane, I'm going to riot. Okay, there we go.
Baylor Bears. Blake Shapen, who was at Baylor. You notice how I kind of try to pair these together whenever I can.
I do.
Where is he?
Hmm. That's a good one. I don't know. Give me Texas Tech.
Okay.
Okay. Kansas State.
Both fine guesses. Mississippi State. Welcome to the SEC, Blake. He is with the Southern MSU, Mississippi State. That's right. Okay. Will Rogers of Mississippi State.
He's still playing college football?
He is still playing college football, and he has moved on to a prominent program. Where is Will Rogers slinging the ball this fall?
I will go, good gracious, I have no idea. I don't know. Texas A&M.
I'll go, you said a big program.
A prominent?
Prominent. How about Penn State?
he has gone to Washington. He will be quarterbacking for the Huskies as the national title, national runner-up. Okay.
In his ninth year?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Tyler Shough, seventh-year senior. He had 3 years at Oregon. Then he had 3 years at Texas Tech. Where is Tyler Shough finally ending his college football career?
I'll say, what about Boise State?
Okay. I will
Joe's face.
I will go Coastal Carolina.
So it's wild that it's Louisville. Congratulations, Stilly. He's at Louisville. But it's wild that you said Boise State, because my very next question is, Boise State, guy who was a stud last year, Talen Green. Mm. Where has Boise State star QB Talen Green moved on to this year?
Let's see here. Georgia Tech.
I'm going to say Wyoming.
Arkansas.
Okay.
Sam Pittman.
Oh, the Fighting Sam Pittmans.
Yeah. Bobby Petrino. Yeah. This is the guy who can try to save them. Meanwhile, KJ Jefferson moving on from Arkansas. Where is KJ Jefferson quarterbacking this year?
I guessed this earlier. Is it? It's
KJ Jefferson is still playing college football?
He sure is.
Okay. Good to know.
Who's first?
Keezer.
UCF.
I actually think that may be a good guess. South Florida.
UCF is correct.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding,
I
ding,
did
ding.
Remember that transfer portal. Okay.
So there we go. It is now, there's one left that you can draw it into a tie, Nick Keezer. Last
okay.
one.
Oh, boy.
Max Johnson of Texas A&M fame. Where is Max Johnson this year?
I will go UTEP, the Miners.
UTEP?
I like the guess.
Dang.
Let's... Right, hold on, just to make an industry. This is a Power Four program. I'm gonna give.
Well, thanks
Keezer...
for telling us
well,
after. I guess.
I know, but I'm just giving Keezer a chance to tie
I'm
you up.
I'm still gonna get it wrong.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna get it wrong, and I'm probably not even gonna guess that right because I don't know my conferences very well.
Power Four, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, SEC.
Not UTEP.
Although, I don't know. Are we sure UTEP's not in the Big 12? I mean, at this point, I could buy it.
Any other hints you'd like to give him after I guess?
I'll go with the Wolfpack, NC State.
Wow, you were so close. North Carolina, rival of the Wolfpack. Max Johnson is at North Carolina. I was about to say it's east of here.
That sucks.
Yeah, so there we go. Good job, guys. 5-4, Robbie wins.
Was it a good job?
Well, I mean, there were a couple that you should have had. But honestly, I mean, again, I went through this list, and I'm like, oh, ooh, really? Huh? I mean, some of your reactions were the same. I mean, again, like Will Howard still being in college football, for example. You know, there's another. But I mean – I think a lot of people, if people are out there and played along, were being honest with us, I think a lot of people would get most of these wrong. Yes, Caleb, we did do Malik Murphy to Duke. That was one of my favorite ones that stumped them.
Hey,
sure.
are you ready for this tweet from Kuharski?
Oh, what you got?
Don't worry. I will save you from guess where a QB you never heard of transferred soon.
Oh, Paul. You know, I've got your anecdote right here. Hey, I think that was a fun game. And I think it's instructional, and with college football week zero here, we've got college football this Saturday, then we have the full deal, a great menu next weekend. Stuff like this is, I think, helpful. I mean, there's a lot of changes, and every year the quarterback carousel is going to do it. So I don't care if Kuharski wants to tweet some little snide comment. I think this is an annual tradition now.
I think it might be an annual tradition here on the show. Hopefully we can get more than five quarterbacks named next time. That'll be good. A lot of turnover in college football, so it's pretty wild, especially at that position. I'm still in shock that Will Rogers is still playing college football.
Yeah, I said Howard, but yes, Will Rogers is who I meant. Yes. No, seriously. Will Howard. And it's the same thing, like, even with Jefferson, which I believe, I mean, it just seems like he's been there forever because he played as a freshman, right?
Right.
So, but yeah, your SEC programs that basically, well, they don't all need saving, but Talen Green is obviously the hope there. You know, Blake Shapen is the hope at Mississippi State with, as you said, Jeff Lebby. And again, that's going to be a very familiar offense to people around here. And then Brock Vandegrift at Kentucky. You know, that's a that's a really – you're talking about a big-time recruit, and that's where – like that's a perfect kind of, you know, move for a program like Kentucky, right? Is who's losing out at Georgia, and they're sick of it, and they don't want to sit for a second straight year. And so, you know, if Brock Vandegrift's good, if he's what he was supposed to be as a recruit, I don't know. Kentucky could be interesting.
Kuharski said it needs to be a one-segment tradition max, no more than one segment.
Listen, man, my plan was one segment, but then I looked at the list, and it's like, I don't know, we can get through it. If we do rapid fire, you know, like you did pretty well at Tulane, but like I think next year Nick's got to come up with his own default to, you know, to pick up the pace. But we had to go to another segment.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll continue the college football discussion coming up next. Kuharski will be here to save us at some point. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keiser here with you. Got some tickets to give away to see the Nashville Sounds Home Run Derby X at First Horizon Park on Saturday, August 31st. Participants include Manny Ramirez, Andrew Jones, Nick Swisher, Pedro Alvarez, among others. Be caller number 3-615-737-1025. Caller 3 will win a pair of tickets to the Sounds Home Run Derby X at First Horizon Park coming up on Saturday, August 31st. Welcome back in. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Paul Kuharski will be along shortly, talking all things Tennessee Titans. Joe, on the college football front, fall camp wrapping up for Tennessee. They'll have the Chattanooga game coming up on the 31st to open the season. Big game against NC State in week 2 on a national scale. So we'll see kind of the first real test for the Vols at that point. So some highlights to kind of go through from fall camp from them, just kind of where they are heading into all this. Obviously, the Jordan Thomas injury, they're still figuring things out in the secondary there. It sounds like true freshman Boo Carter going to play a big role. Christian Harrison could end up being a starting player, which kind of came out of nowhere after all that. Son of Rodney Harrison, NFL great. So something to keep an eye on there in the secondary. At the running back spot, they've been a little banged up in camp. Samson has missed some practices. But Cam Seldon, now a full go. True freshman Peyton Lewis, now a full go as well. So that depth at running back, going to be really interested to see how that plays out. Deshaun Bishop, who Josh Heupel has been really high on in fall camp, gotten a lot of work at the running back spot. So in that first game, if everybody's healthy, like are they going four deep at running back? Could they go deeper than that in the Chattanooga game? And once they settle into a rotation, you know, he's typically like to play three. So once that happens, and I assume that's probably what it'll stay at, who are the three running backs going to be? We know one of them for sure in Samson. I think we know two in Seldon when he's healthy. So is Peyton Lewis kind of that third guy, or does Deshaun Bishop settle into that role with the camp that he's had at this point? Going to be interesting to monitor.
Yeah, I can't ignore the Bishop talk. You know, sometimes you have some of that, and it's like it's almost like, you know, hey, let's like throw this guy a bone because he's getting passed by the freshman, you know. I suppose that's possible, but I would have to think he'd be the third guy. Will Heupel continue that, though? We've talked about, I mean, Adam Sparks came on our show last week, I think, and said maybe this is the year at receiver that Josh Heupel goes beyond the really tight group that he likes to keep, and maybe this is the year at running back that he just goes with two. I mean, they've just been – I do think that it's, you know, it's just – tied to the quality of the people you have in the position, right? Because, like, Jabari Small, who he was not going to make the Titans, and now he's banged up. But you can see him in an NFL camp. I mean, he's, you know, he's a good player. He's a good college player for sure, right? Like they just had almost had to play three last year, and I think maybe this year it'll just be like heavy Sampson and Seldon. I could be wrong, but you could make the case to do that. You also like you got to develop that depth because you know it's. I don't like the fact that Sampson already has a little something in camp. I mean, he's such an important player. Of the players that the Vols can't get hurt this year, you have your obvious ones, you know, your Nico and Pierce and the stars. But Sampson, to me, is high on the list. I like Seldon. He's physical. I remember last spring, I went to the spring game last year, and he was the star of that game. And it was like, yep, that dude is – and he's really powerful as a runner. But Sampson is such an all-around versatile player. I just think he's a breakout star waiting to happen this year.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's been dealing with an injury. Now he's full go. Heupel talked about that on Monday. So I'm interested to see what that looks like. Caleb saying, they're saying Bishop is going to be running back two regardless of Seldon's health. Heupel has not said that. So I don't know who's saying that. I'm sure there could be some people around the Vols saying that, but the coaching staff has not said that. So I would be, frankly, surprised if Seldon, when all things are equal, is not running back two for them. Like Peyton Lewis is interesting because he's got really good speed. He's got really good speed. And, you know, they've talked about this roster. You know, they're not allowed to watch a ton of fall camp. So people covering the Vols right now, like you're not getting a ton of information because you're not watching really the practices that are going on. But, I mean, the general consensus is from people talking around the program is this just looks like a legitimate SEC football team. Just from a body type standpoint, from a speed, from a physicality standpoint, like clearly I think that there's a feeling that this is the best overall roster that Heupel has had since he's been there, and it's really not close. So what does that translate to when the games come around? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, but it feels like they're going to have some more options this year to play more people if they choose to do so. Now, I'm a little bit in wait and see mode in terms of believe it when I see it, that Heupel decides to actually do that. But I will say he's gone out of his way in the press conferences, and he's even talked about this on the offensive line. Like multiple guys are going to, you know, he phrases it, have to be ready to play. But, you know, there's the thought that maybe some of the changes that they're making this year are to try to get more people involved in the game and to have a little bit more of a rotation at certain positions, be that at wide receiver or on the offensive line, than maybe we've been used to seeing over the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, they're not, I mean.
And they're, look, I think they're going to play three tight ends, and they've not done that before, but they're going to play three tight ends.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, offensive line, you know, like a Chattanooga game, sure, get some people in, but you got to have those starting five are so critical. They'd be, some of those guys would be high on the list too, Hurd and Mays of Vols. You can't get injured, right? But yeah, like the Chattanooga game, I could see all four running backs playing. You also used to think of it in terms of like a Peyton Lewis. You used to think of it in terms of, okay, so you can play them the first four games or whatever, right? I think that's the rule, first four games.
Yes.
And then you can redshirt them, but now it's like, I mean, depending on his talent level, do you even care about redshirting? You know, like you're always thinking also of, okay, keeping as many people happy as possible, keeping them engaged, making them feel like there's a future here because, you know, the portal's coming out. Also, if you're a coach at a program like this, you're like, well, that guy's probably better off in the portal next year with some of them too, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a certain level of roster churn now that is just built in that wasn't before. So, but to me, it's like Peyton Lewis, he'd have to be awfully indispensable or bring something totally different. I mean, I remember when Sampson was a freshman, it was like, he's too talented to not give some reps out there. And now they've got him prepared for this year where I think he could be, I don't think enough people are talking about him in terms of what he is as a player. But so maybe Lewis, you know, bring something like that. I'm with you. I'd be surprised if Seldon, a fully healthy Seldon, is not RB2 for this team.
Paul Kuharski is with us. PK, how many transfer quarterbacks did you name to yourself on the way coming in?
Hey, could you remind me who transferred to Utah State? I was trying to keep up in the car writing it down, but I had trouble.
Well, the reason that that was on there is because it was Spencer Petras, Iowa quarterback of maybe the worst offense. Look, just because you don't know any of these guys, don't complain about my segments.
I agree. It's not my subject matter, but it droned on and on and on. It was the two worst segments you guys have ever done in the history of me listening. No bleep.
I mean,
it was not good radio.
Well, listen.
It was bland.
My text line.
Boring. It was just a name and school. Right. It's like reading agate.
Okay. I will. The one thing that I think we can improve when we do this every year, and we will do it with full enthusiasm.
Robbie, one segment next year. You be in control.
One segment? I think
control.
Maybe some game Half show. Segment. Maybe some game show music. You know, could
music is exactly where I was heading during that segment.
I think that'd be nice. Little like Price is Right, like the yodeler. Do that in the background.
Yeah, you yodel.
Hey, yeah.
During that segment.
Well, I could do that. But then I have to ask the questions, too. If you'd like to ask the questions. I mean.
Here's something I heard a lot. Nick remembered each guy going into the transfer portal. I remember that guy going into the transfer portal.
Hey, that's fine. You can say whatever you want, man. It's the beginning of the college football season, and I think it was a good game. And the text line is
I got excited. I like a good game.
Okay.
I like a good game. That was not a good game.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of a compliment from Kuharsky that that's the worst segment we've ever done? We could have done a lot worse.
Yeah. I mean, at the 6 o'clock hour, I talked about how Katie realized during Sledgehammer by Dave Matthews Band that the song's about sex at the end of the show.
Now I'll go back and listen to that. That sounds interesting.
We've had some segments on here on the program.
See, that sounds to me like good radio.
Ethan from Lawrenceburg says, I'm interested to see how the rest of the show goes since there isn't a parent in the room with Paul and Rex Road. Yeah, well, we at least have our buffer seat, though, so that's good.
I am sitting in the Robbie chair, which is much better than my chair. And also, it's away from Rex Road's mess. I did come in, and he actually, moved his cup, Robbie, 2 inches. Like he was serving.
Voluntarily. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a better neighbor.
It's interesting. This room is usually freezing, and today it's like a sauna.
Yeah.
I'm just glad the water's fixed now that Kuharsky's here. That's good.
We had sludgy brown water this week, we're good now.
Sludgy brown water is what you call your coffee, isn't it?
Well, some extra.
That's the thing. We don't need brown with the brown, you know? We don't need double brown.
Yeah, brown it up. Caleb, that's appetizing for people who are fixing their coffee this morning.
Yeah, have some.
Caleb good says, stuff. Is PK ever happy? Caleb, that's a great question.
You know, I'm happy right now. I'm happy.
He's happy bitching
father,
about something. He's
father.
Very happy.
Yeah, yes. I was thrilled listening to that. It was great.
Oh, you want to get something? Let's just go ahead and get this out there and get everybody fired up. You ready for it?
Yeah.
PK needs to issue an apology for spreading fake news about Arden Key being suspended.
Oh dear.
There we go. Let's get in there. Let's get in there immediately.
Thank you, Robbie. Right.
Let's educate some people. When Jeff Simmons leads his tweet with update, what he's updating is that the suspension that was pending, as I reported, had been overturned. So here's what happens. There's news, a suspension, which a lot of people acknowledged. Callahan, Rashad Weaver, other players talking about what they're going to do without Denard Walker talking about being satisfied with what they have while Arden's out.
Were you being sarcastic when you said Denard Walker?
God damn.
Dude.
Denard Wilson. After I wrote a 2,000-word piece on him on Monday, Denard Wilson. I was being sarcastic. That's for you. In your presence, I call him Denard Walker.
Well done.
And then what happened is, weeks later, according to Jeffrey Simmons, which I've not been able to confirm, apparently you've confirmed it.
Huh?
You've confirmed Jeffrey Simmons' news that the appeal has been...
I haven't confirmed it. Mike Jones from The Athletic confirmed it.
Mike Jones confirmed it. Teron Davenport confirmed it. The appeal... in a new news development, was upheld, and so the suspension is off. That's not fake news that he was suspended. In order for the appeal to have won, there had to be a suspension to be overturned. I'm so glad, actually, that the community in general, I only got about 10 tweets on this as opposed to 100. So maybe we're growing, or maybe we're just smart people got this story or whatever, but... this text or whatever it is from Robbie this person doesn't get it.
Robbie, why did you pull the string on the PK windup dial when we needed to go to commercial?
It's all right. I'll be
sometimes
here.
You just got to do it.
I'll be here.
Wait, where's Robbie?
I'm still here.
Have you gone to the basement or something?
Am I gone?
Yeah, I don't know. Your sound is very tinny. Like, you are inside a tin can right now.
I blame that on Nick. Nick is the
what
producer.
What happened,
in
Nick?
In charge of the sound.
I don't know. Let's go to break.
This is Robbie and Rex.
Oh, there it is.
The
there it is.
Coming up.
Yes, there he is.
102.5, 106.3, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
God does not care if you won the game or not. That's all I want is, like, helping you get motivated, helping you, you know, all the things you went through when people weren't watching, helping you get through tough times, all those, yes. And so it led you to this point where you're an athlete or a coach or whatever, and you're having success. That's great.
It is that time of the day. Time for the Rex Rant with Joe
Rex Road. You can check it out every morning here on the program, Joe Rex Road's Rant of the Day. Joseph, the floor is yours. I turn things over to you.
A little deep cut there from Keezer, huh? A little bit of a
it
deep
was.
Cut. Okay, so today I've look. I've been talking about this, so I don't want to oversell and underdeliver. Okay, I much prefer to try to undersell and overdeliver. Probably won't overdeliver here, but
we know.
Yeah, we know. Kaharsky trying to make a joke and he mutes himself. There we go. It's a beautiful
Nick is in
already.
Control of my button.
Dude, your button's right there.
That's yeah, but no. Nick and I have a deal, and Nick controls my on and off.
Really? Well, then, Nick, I'm going to give you – we're going to come up with a hand signal when I want you to just shut him up, okay? I'm just going to do a little thing like this, and then, yes, that'd be great.
Please proceed with your rant, which clearly isn't good because you're stalling.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I'm trying to get to – so now, did you know – where the Michigan quarterback went this
There's
year.
There's a Boston guy in the room again. Utah State. I know he was in the portal. I remember him going in the portal.
Huh, what was that kid's name again? Okay, we are going to talk about college football. We're going to talk about, as I've said, I got to get to this at some point, Deion Sanders. So this that we're about to listen to is like from last week and his media day. So we'll hit that first.
Eric Christensen with CBS Sports Colorado.
CBS, Tyler, I'm not doing nothing with CBS. Next question.
Joe Rigo, my last
I ain't got nothing to do with you. It's above that. I ain't got nothing to do with you. I got love for you. I appreciate you. Respect you. I ain't got nothing to do with you. They know what they did.
I'm here in Denver, not national.
You are who you are. CBS is CBS.
All right.
Joe Rigo, my last
question. I respect you. That's why I told you that. I'm looking you in the eye as a man. I respect you. I got love for you. But what they did was foul.
So that was Deion Sanders'
media day. I respect
you,
but go away.
Yeah, that was Deion Sanders' media day. That's one of the clips. I mean, there's a few others we could play. Just he got into it with Denver Post comments. I think Sean Keeley just like back and forth with this ridiculous. Like, Deion Sanders, first of all, how do you, when you've been a public figure for as long as he is, and we're talking 40 years now, and he's been in media, and now he's a coach, he's a power four coach, like, how do you, because, and from what I can tell, what CBS did, there was a story about, like, his son or whatever, but that, they weren't the only outlet, you know, that covered that. The only thing that I know that they did independently was like they ranked him like 15th out of the 16 Big 12 coaches. So they ranked him. You know, they said he wasn't one. You know, he said he was a bad coach. You know what you did, and because CBS.com did that, the local Denver CBS affiliate reporter can't get a question answered. Like, first of all, that's an incredible misunderstanding of how
incredible.
Anything works.
Incredible.
And also, how could you be that thin-skinned? If you're Deion Sanders, how could you be? I don't like, you know, with the whole Jeff Simmons stuff happened, people using soft. I don't think soft is the right word. It's certainly like as thin skinned as I can think of. And
I also think he's not intelligent on these subjects. He didn't know who Kevin Byard was when he was an analyst. He was a terrible analyst. And NFL Network in particular is guilty of this. This is who he works for. They just hire names. They don't care if they're good analysts. And they think people are drawn to names. And it's insulting to the audience that you have somebody on there who wouldn't know an all-pro safety,
right,
who's a DB.
Yeah, you have to, like, yeah, exactly. No, I agree. Like, you hire names if they want to do it.
He didn't
like,
put anyone.
I'm not sure Tom Brady's going to be good this year. You know, I think that, like, I remember when everybody was excited about Drew Brees,
right,
and he was not good at all.
Yeah, all right.
Well, but I'm just saying, but my point I was going to make was positive for Brady, is I bet you he's prepared as hell about this league, yes, and he's going to be able to. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you're not, if you don't care, you're just going to show up and just.
Well, then, Tony Romo was good, and then he turned into a mail-it-in guy.
Yeah, I think that he has probably
regressed,
eroded a little bit. But anyway, my bigger point here is this is just another example of, we talk about prisoner of the moment, I got to raise my hand. I was so wrong about Deion, and I got swept up in it last year. This is going to end very badly and not very long from now. This team will be pretty good. They'll be bowl-ish, six-win type of team because he has a pro quarterback in his son, and he has a top, I think, top 10 pick in Travis Hunter on his team. And they've improved some other areas. They got the five-star tackle that Tennessee wanted, Brad Seaton, but he's, you know, a freshman. How much does that matter this year? It's going to end very badly.
It's going to end so badly that next year he may be coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Is this
speculation on that?
Is this a cold shot?
Somebody else said it lately that he and his son wind up in Dallas, Prescott out, and Jerry goes for the media home run, which would be a Jerry-like move because he can't win football games, so he'll win the media games.
But the thing is you won't win the, like. Last year, when it was early in the season, it was like, oh, my gosh, and his pregame speeches.
You bought
and all
it, hook, line,
I did.
And sequel.
No, I did.
What a sucker.
Well, that's fine. I'm not disagreeing with you. I did. And it was such a quick turnaround, and all the stuff he did was so abrasive at first. But I was like, I tell you what, they play. And I thought a big part of last year was TCU's coming off a national title game appearance. Yes, they lost by a million, but – like, TCU was supposed to be good last year. It turns out TCU sucked last year.
Yeah, didn't he stand in front of a meeting and say, like, you're no longer on the team. Leave. Your scholarship's gone. Like, pick guys out of a meeting?
Not quite that bad, but he was like, basically, bunch of you guys, get your bags packed. So, yeah, a lot of coaches took issue with that. Now, I will say what other coaches do is they're just more subtle, and but they do the same thing, right?
That, do it with some class where you don't embarrass kids.
No, I agree. Look. If Jerry does this now, it won't be a media win because people are saying that Deion is like, it's like,
well,
it's almost like cotton candy. Like, there's that immediate sugar rush, and then it's like, I don't know what's really behind that.
If you're CBS Dallas, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
That's right. Well, Paul Kuharsky with us for the next hour talking all things Titans. We encourage your questions on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.